Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Chapter 12, we'll read from verse 10 and 11, and then we'll begin our journey. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, "Now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of the brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death." Lord, we ask that this morning you will speak to us, and you will cause your word to become as though something new, a fresh bread from the ovens of heaven, that Lord, everyone will receive their portion, everyone will be blessed, and everyone will be greatly helped in the name of Jesus. If you believe, put your hands together and clap and just begin to welcome somebody. Begin to welcome them into the realm of overcoming. The Lord is going to do something new in your lives today. We are going to settle certain things that have lingered. Please take your seats in the presence of the Lord. Now, the word overcome is from the word nikao, and that word means to conquer, to overcome, to prevail, to get the victory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the scripture said they overcame him. They overcame him. Now the question is, who was this scripture speaking about? Hallelujah. He said they overcame him. You see, when the devil was sent to earth, God did not just allow him come to this place. He put in place a system, a strategy for victory. Let me tell you very quickly that there is nothing that you can do of your own strength to gain victory over Satan. But there is something that God has put in place. The same very instrument that defeated him at the cross of Calvary. And that instrument is the blood of Jesus. I want us to read 1 John chapter 5 and verse 4. Very quickly, 1 John chapter 5 and verse 4. It says, "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith." Now, there is something I want to call your attention to, and that is the fact that the scripture did not just say whosoever. It said whatsoever, which means whatsoever intention, whatsoever purpose, whatsoever the Lord has started to do. If there is anything the Lord has laid upon your heart, the scripture says, it says, whatsoever is born of God. It's not just talking about you as a believer. It's talking about every other thing that originates from God. You need to understand how God thinks. That many times when you look at what we refer to as the new creature, the new man in Christ, that man many times cannot be described as a he, but as a what? Are you with me? That man in Christ, that 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17 spoke about, many times cannot be described as a who, but a what. Because scripture says, what is man? Come on, are you here now? He said, what is man that thou art mindful of him? And what is the son of man that thou considers him? For you have made him a little lower than the Elohims. And the word Elohim there is not really in the, it's a generic word. But the word Elohim there is the word for God, is the word for angels. But the context of that scripture is that God has made us a little lower than himself. You see, your victory starts from identity. Your victory starts from your identity. It doesn't matter how many prophecies you receive. If your prophecy doesn't address your identity, you will struggle. If your prophecy doesn't address your identity, you will be in and out. You will come into church on Sunday morning and you will be fired up. Then you will go out there into the office on Monday and then you will become confused, because the things that you are looking into their faces, the things you are seeing on your computer, the things you are seeing in your bank balance, in your bank account, the situations that are confronting you, they don't look like you are an overcomer. They don't make you think that you have succeeded. They make you think that you are just like every other person. But the devil is a liar. I said the devil is a liar. The scripture says, whatsoever, I want you to declare I am born of God. The scripture says that whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. Can you even begin to understand that more than Satan is, we've got another formidable foe that the scripture refers to as the world. The world. There are many Christians whom Satan could not defeat. But when the world was introduced, they couldn't withstand the attack, because the world operates by three levels of supernatural attack. The scripture talks about the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. Listen to me. Everybody likes something. Everybody is passionate about something. And if they can't get you to sin, they will bring what you want to you. It's still the devil. But you see, this time around, Satan is in the spirit realm. This one is operating down here. You see, the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. But this world we are talking about doesn't belong to God. This particular one, it is the operating system in your computer. It's like the operating system in your computer. Without an OS, without an operating system, that hardware is just useless. But you see, before now, that operating system used to be in the hands of Adam. It used to be in the hands of Adam. And Adam will walk into the garden and he will see a particular animal and say, you shall be called a lion. And nothing resisted the voice of Adam. Listen to me, whatever you name, you control. There are some of you that are dealing with certain situations. And every time you walk up to your friends and they ask you, how is your health? You will say, the asthma is still there. Listen to me. You have to be very careful about being factual and being prophetic. Because sometimes when you spend more time saying the asthma is still there, what you are saying is that the asthma can stay. But the devil is a liar. Listen to me. We are not denying fact. We are speaking faith. We are not denying facts. We are speaking faith. That asthma is no longer there. That fibroid is no longer there. Does that mean you stop going to the doctor? No. But we have a better report. We have a glorious report. Under the blood of Jesus, when we look at your health status, we don't find any asthma there. We don't find any heart condition there. We don't find any fibroid there. We don't find low sperm count there. Whatever it is that the enemy is showing to you and is able to put it in your face is because you are not looking at that subject from the radar of the word of God. The scripture tells us that there is such a thing as the lust of the eyes. The lust of the eyes, there are many times legitimate things. There are things that we just like. Sometimes we just like our vanity. And everybody has their vanity. When I first got married, I used to accuse my wife because she loves to spend money. And if you are coming from a very poor background like I came out from, we prefer to save. Some of you that say, I love saving. It's because of where you are coming from. It's because of where you are coming from. I understand you. I get you. We are in the same WhatsApp group. Listen to me. But if you have been used to just telling your dad, you know, I need this, I need that, and the man will shout, and then he will still give it to you. I didn't have that privilege, bro. I didn't have that privilege. If I wanted it, I needed to pray. If I needed it, I will have to pray. I don't know if you're like me. If I have one or two people that if you need it, you have to pray. There's nobody to cry to. There's nobody to... you just have to pray. Katabata. Sometimes we are praying 2 hours, 3 hours, and people wonder, he has such a very powerful prayer life. We didn't have any other thing to do. All right? You see? But all the time I was accusing her and saying that, oh, you like to... You don't look back. If you want... Maybe we in those days on the island, we walked into a restaurant to eat at night while waiting for the traffic. And then she just ordered. I said, no, if you like it, just take it. I said, no, because I'm paying. But you see, what I didn't understand is that the reason why it was easy for me to pick up on her vanity was just because I didn't realize where my own vanity was. Fast forward to a few years. You just come into the house, you find a new gadget in the house. Just fast forward, like, I'm looking, I said, this particular screen and this particular... In those days, if I had a laptop, even if it's just to press the power button and it comes up, I'm satisfied. In Jesus, I'm satisfied. I have just one laptop. I'll clean it. I'll do a few things. Even though there was a day we got a new laptop as a gift, and I was saying to Bro Bimbo, you know, I said, can you see this? We know my wife went to the shopping mall and she got a voucher, and then they did a lucky dip, and we won the laptop. And because I needed a laptop, that laptop was so sleek, it was so nice, it was so fine. It was something you really want to own, you know, very flat and very, you know. So I was, Bro Bimbo came to see me, and I was showing off the laptop to a computer guru. You see? And then he turned on the laptop. And while he was looking, he just said, well, this laptop is good for beginners. Who said that? He said it in front of my wife, in front of his wife. I said, oh God, I didn't buy this in a gift. I was like in my mind, like, look at the laptop, how fine it is. How, you know, I didn't know that I had vanity. I didn't know I had vanity. I was talking to my wife last week. I said, I want us to get this one particular thing we use in the kitchen. I said, the electric version, you know, so you won't have to be pounding yam and doing all those things. Well, I just talked about it. I just went online. I just ordered it. I didn't even pray. I just ordered it. You see, the lust of the eyes, if you are not careful, they are not necessarily bad things. Some of you just like to eat at expensive. Oh my goodness. It's just your thing. It's not, if you can't afford this, stay in your house. But me, they work hard. When I get my salary, I am going to, where is that place you say we should go to? Cilantro. I don't know where that place is, but from the name, I know I need to avoid the place because of the bill. You know, but you know, sometimes you are really not sure. Most times you look at the lust of the eyes and you think they are necessarily bad things. The lust of the eyes can lead you away from God, but there are many legitimate things within that context that are not necessarily evil. But what Satan will do with the lust of the eyes, telling you why many never overcome, is that he will begin to put those gadgets around you. You walk into, I was preaching in Abuja, and they put me in a Airbnb, and that Airbnb, there were screens everywhere. They put a decoder in the parlor, they put a decoder in the room. There was a very big screen, bigger than the one in my house, in the parlor, bigger, you know. Then they told the soldiers anything he wants. Because the man who brought me was a uniformed person. You know, he said anything he wants. See, the way I was just sending them. Useless people. I want to iron my shirt. Because I know once I get back to Lagos, the party is over. I said, go and iron my shirt.
You are the people spoiling Nigeria. See the way I was just I did it with I first tried it. I noticed they responded and I went in fully. Very big, they almost put a TV in the bedroom. So while you're having your bath and showering, just okay. So what's happening to see Donald Trump? Listen to me. There are places you go, you will just realize you have certain vanities. If you've ever been to a place where you didn't have to turn on the tap for the water to flow out of the restroom, say, okay, I like this one. You know, in your own village, if you don't turn that in and turn it where, you have to turn like 2 times to be sure that there's no water. So all the while, I thought that, maybe I was a very spiritual person until I got some small kulele. And now I realized that, there are things you like, That is you like, lost of the eyes. Once you see it, I went out last year to price a screen of 2 million. I told the guy I was coming back. The guy said he needs my number. I said, no, I'll come back. Rich people don't drop their number. I ran away. Lost of the eyes. Lost of the eyes. You see, when the scripture says that in First John, put that scripture, 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. He said, whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. You need to take that word, the world, and split it into three. All right? Because for you to rise in the realm of the spirit, such that anything you say we have weight, such that anything you say they cannot resist you, you must defeat this guy here. This guy was created. Oh my God. This guy, this spirit called the world was created. It was not always in existence. This spirit was created the day Adam rebelled against God. Because in that day, before this day, there was no one who defined the course of this world like Adam. And this guy grew up and became so powerful. Do you know that even in the scriptures, when Jesus was fasting, this was one of the temptations that they brought to him. They brought to him the pleasure of food, entertainment. And please, in case you are here and you are not a food person, you can replace the bread. Because the enemy said, turn these stones to bread. What the enemy didn't tell him is that once you are done eating this bread, it's going to become stones again, because nature will speak after itself. It is not permanent. And let me tell you, for those of you that are so fascinated by false prophets, by things that are shiny but have no value. I was in Lagos Island, and I saw, you see a lot of women buying earrings and some of these things that they wear in Lagos Island, and I heard somebody said, panda. The person used the word panda. In other words, these are things that you just buy. They are very shiny, but everybody knows they have no value. All right? So maybe at some point, I will come and I will talk about false prophets. Because false prophets are usually very shiny. They are very classy. But when you look into the depth of their soul, they are empty. But they can tell you your number. They can tell you your phone number. They can tell you your address. My brother, if it is from the Lord, that information should lead you back to Christ. The spirit of this world is very flashy. There are many who thought they were strong enough to fight against the spirit of this world, only to realize that they were featherweight. They were lightweight. They have not feasted on the word of God so much. So when the devil came and put forth the bread before their eyes, you can get a fat salary here. You can get a better life here. You can move to Canada and marry a white man. There's one of my friends, he lives in the U.S. He's looking for a wife. Would you be interested? Is he a Christian? Well, he goes to church sometimes. He's a good fellow. God didn't ask us to marry good fellows. He said, be not unequally yoked with unbelievers. If he does not believe as you believe, do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. Sometimes I take it a step notch and I say, look, if he doesn't even believe as you believe Christ, if you believe that at some time or at some part of the year we need to take a journey here to the river and then they will begin to sing for you, Samie, Baba Samie, Siwalara o, Ikumbelode, Samie. They begin to sing. Do you know what I'm talking about? They take you to the river and you wear a white gown or a white garment and they begin to deliver you from spirits that don't exist. Then while they are trying to deliver you, they add more spirits to you. And while they are singing, Samie, Baba Samie, see one like, hey, don't put any mark on me. The devil is a liar. I have enough of those things I'm still dealing with. I was born there. I was taken there. I was baited there. I lost count. God have mercy. God have mercy. So it is not just about believing, but believing as you believe. Well, I don't smoke, but I like to socialize. I have friends. We just go out to the club on Friday just to rest and have a good time. Oh, my lekabaya. But you know, just socialize, just catch some fun, nothing special, nothing. If it's nothing special, stay at home. Stay at home. I love to watch football, but I don't like watching football alone. I like to go, oh my goodness, something is happening. I'm throwing arrows at the brothers now. I like to watch Arsenal, but I like to do it at the viewing center. My brother, where can you define? You go soon see him. Listen to me. One day you'll be there. They'll say, please, Gouda, Gouda, Gouda. They bring it. I say, well, I stopped drinking alcohol. All of a sudden, the bottle looks shiny. The scripture said, do not look at wine while it is red. The book of Proverbs says, don't look at wine while it is red. Do you know what that means? The moment you can see that the wine is red, you are drunk. You are drunk. The moment you begin to look at it, you know, there's a way a drunk man just sits down. He's just looking at the glass. He's not talking to anybody. He's in another level. When he has not gotten to that level, you see him gisting. He's talking about politics, talking about Nigeria. But when you now see him, he's by himself. And I'm not talking about beer. I'm talking about spirits. I'm not talking about those 591,000. I'm talking about spirits. Those ones that look white. They look plain. But they take you to another level. When the devil knows he can't stop your prayer life, he will look for something that you like. They have a file on everybody. They have a file. They have a dossier on everybody. They know that when they put money in your hands, you can't control yourself. They have studied you. They have watched you. They know they don't need to pray too much. Just get that yellow stiletto girl and put her in front of him and the game is over. They know how to shut you down from hearing God. Aren't you tired? Every time you go that path, it takes you 3 days to find yourself again. Because now you have to pray. You have to fast. You have to disconnect. You have to do so many things just to find God. Say, I am still here. Why not just, why do you want to go to 24, 48, 72 hours just trying to find God where you kept him? Why not just stay on course? Listen to me, the devil is a liar. If the word of God says he that overcometh the world, oh my goodness, is born of God. That means it takes a man who has met with God, who has been born of the Spirit, to be able to look into the face of the things that he loves and he turns back. Listen to me, I'm not even talking about sin. I'm talking about legitimate things right now. Things that you love. Just because your friend got it, don't mean that you have to. Just because you can afford it, don't mean you should. That discipline. To tell yourself, I will not do it. To tell yourself, my friends are going there, I'm not going with them. If they didn't remember to send you an invite, don't go. If they see you as an afterthought, stay in your house, be happy. Be happy. Make your room so interesting that you don't miss nobody. Make your house, even if it's a one room, so interesting that once you enter that room, you are okay. Hallelujah. You are okay. Don't let the devil sell a lie to you. The first strategy that Satan will put in front of you is shiny things. Things that you love. Things that appeal to you. Wanting to dress in a particular way. Wanting to feel the pressure of fitting in. Why do you think that every time we travel to another country, we go into those countries dressing like them? Huh? If you are going to Dubai, because you don't want to stand out, you get a jalabiya. And when I'm going to get a jalabiya, I will grow my beard, I'll wear a turban, and I will take a picture and put it on Facebook for those who want to lose their mind, to lose their mind. Listen to me. Listen to me. Why do you think it is the natural thing for us to do? When you are going to the UK, you buy sweatshirt, right? In the plane, you wear trainers. Why didn't you wear your palm slippers? Meanwhile, if you are going from Lagos to Abuja, you wear slippers because you don't like taking off your shoes at the airport. Is that not so? You wear something very comfortable. There is something about blending in. There is something that is shiny. There is something that was, if they are not able to find, what is it that this brother likes? Then you have started gaining advantage. You have started gaining the advantage. So you are going to take a list this morning. And you are going to tell yourself, well, every Saturday, I like to have me some grilled chicken. A very big and fat. Even if you are fasting, the moment they bring that grilled chicken, oh, blessed be the Lord who causes us to triumph always in Christ Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness, because I know you have heard me already. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your provision. We thank you because you are always here. And even now you have heard us. Father, in Jesus' name. My brother, it's just 2 p.m. You got to say, Father, there are people that can't hear God when food is in front of them. Yes. And I've been there. Have you ever felt a struggle when you were about to break your fast just before the right time and you felt a struggle in your mind? Huh? Have you felt that struggle before? That is the voice of God. I know someone say, Pastor, how do I know? You see that thing telling you, don't do it. Mashi, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. That feeling is the voice of God. That means the fasting is not over. That means it is your flesh. You say you are fasting, but you keep going to the freezer. To look for what, brother? Pastor Benga's messages are not in there. What are you looking for? What are you looking for? Why are you always thirsty? Yeah, you're always thirsty. All of a sudden, you just shall, and this soup is still looking so fine. There are some of you hate your pastor. Oh my goodness, now. I'll tell you this one. Just wait for the second set. God, we are fasting tomorrow. Amen. Hallelujah. You meet me on YouTube 10 p.m. tomorrow. Only YouTube for 3 days. The church is quiet now, bro. As hashtag by fire, by force. Amen. He said, he that is born of God has the capacity to what? To overcome the world. The lust of the eyes. The things that once you see them, a legitimate struggle begins. You are in that meeting, but you are no more there. So when we are going to ask the project team to, you are not there again. We want to ask the IT department to send us a code so that we can optimize. You are no more there. The IT officer has traveled. He just remembered the grilled chicken. He just remembered that fantastic watch. Some cannot, they don't know how to say no. And today we are receiving strength to rise above the lust of the eyes. You see, your eyes are a gateway. Spiritually, your eyes are a gateway. Spiritually, your eyes are a gateway. That's why you can look into a woman's eyes. Boom. So tight. Some of you are very holy. I've never felt. You will now go back and be praying. You didn't see, no? You just looked at each other's eyes for 10 seconds. I don't know why people just like, is it like that, right? Are you trying to help the guy by looking like, oh, God, be sharp, I'm giving you a signal? Or is it the guy trying to confirm if the thing is actually there, the way he's feeling it? He said, you see the brother say, Pastor, I know she's not the one, but there's a soul tie. They say, so tired. Are you seeing it? Say, I'm not seeing it. Just look into our eyes. And this is not the eyes of prayer. This is because there is an eye of prayer. There are some people, they have the eye of prayer. When you look at their eyes, it is a call to prayer. It is not a call to sing. It is not a call to talk about how you feel. When you look at their eyes, you know that Brother Marcus is about to ask you to come for prayers. How many people still have those type of eyes? Haven't you seen brothers in those days in church? When the time they look at you from afar, you become concerned. Why is brother you looking like? Because brother, is everything okay? It's as if God is revealing your life. You didn't imagine that brother Ayo was liking you because his eyes are sanctified. When you look, I say, oh Lord, no more. God knows what he's revealing to this brother about me now. You either vanish or you go to him. Ah, brother Ayo, God bless you. How are you? Is everything fine? Yes. Sister Morenike, how are you? Even the way he greets you, you are cautious, you are afraid. Because you know, these are the eyes of prayer. These eyes have seen the Lord. You need to pray till your eyes no longer send out lustful signals. You need to seek the Lord until your eyes no longer send out lustful signals. You need to pray. It will not happen in one day. Until your eyes begin to send out righteous signals around you. Don't give your eyes what it wants. Don't give your flesh what it wants. The lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh. Oh my God. The reason why many of us cannot defeat the enemy that is without is because we have failed to understand the nature, the character, the power, the strategy of the enemy that is within. The enemy that we all love. How many of you know that if there's any sin that you struggle with, it's because you love that sin? There's a part of you that loves that sin. There's a part of you that wants it. There's a part of you that wishes that God will not be so crazy about this particular sin. Say, where is it in the Bible that we should not even be smoking? Say, where is it? You love your sin. The Bible said, do not be drunk with wine. Is it in the Bible that you should not take alcohol, my brother? You love your sin. Why don't you admit so that we can deliver you? Eh? Where is it in the Bible that we should, oh goodness, I don't want to fire shots this morning. This particular statement, the next statement is for women, but let me just keep it to the second service. That's what they will say. Say it. until you not create problem. All you people that say, I'm not the one that said it, you say. Hallelujah. Come on, say, I have victory over the lust of the eyes, over the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. Do you know that there are people whose pride will never be evident until they achieve? Like my boss said to me the week that I resumed after my marriage, after my wedding, he said, Benga, I'm so disappointed in you. You're a young man. How old are you? I told him. He said, what? Man, you have no mentor. He's a big man, right? He said, when I was your age, I was out there. The fire, you are too young. He said, you know what happened last week? Last month? When did you get married? March 10, right? He said, you know what happened in February? Valentine, I bought my wife a car. Valentine gift, it's not even her birthday. I said, wow, we'll get there one day. He said, no, you will not get there. He said, this is the time for you to make money, check out a few girls here and there. This is your time.
Before the end of that year, the man was sacked. And all the money he borrowed from the bank was dumped into his account. He was owing millions and millions. Oh my God, I started thanking God he was not my mentor. What was the man saying? Because he comes from a rich family. Pride of life. Achieve. When you now achieve, you are someone in life. Marry a girl that is just 22 years. Or even 18. You can even be a senator or a governor. Just marry a young girl. Whenever you're on the road, just put the girl beside you. Like, wow. People will begin to pray with your name. Some people will be angry. Why is he marrying a man that is old enough to be our father? Don't mind them. Oh. Let's go and get your new 2025 Prado. This one is not money. This one came to enjoy. Our job is not to cook. There are people who have that job. Our job is not to wash. They have cleaners and, you know, sweepers. They have everything there. Ask help. They have them. Your job is to look fine and pretty. How many times do you cook for us? But I say, I don't cook for him. You started looking at your own Christian life. The girl says she doesn't cook. When last did you cook? Say, very rarely. Maybe when I'm alone, sha. You know, I have my own private kitchen apart from the main kitchen. The pride of life. You just begin to like, I want it. Your friend invited you somewhere. He said, I'm going to propose to my girlfriend. I'm going to ask her to be my wife on a boat cruise. And they invited you to come and to be shouting. Say yes. Say yes. Say yes. That's your own job. Say yes. That's your own job. They did not ask you to be the wife. They asked you to be the one shouting, say yes. You too. You now say, whoever that guy is, whenever he shows up, either you rent a private jet or we go on a boat cruise. I'm telling you why your authority is very low. You see, and that thing entered your heart. And the guy went on one knee. And meanwhile, everybody knows this guy is proud. But just because of this girl or this girl, he went on one knee and said, Veronica, would you be my wife? I'll be so honored, so blessed. Some of us, thank God, in our own days, we didn't have to kneel down. Oh, look, Obama is it. Now, if you have a team for kneeling down, that's you. I don't. So, I'd rather let my money do the kneeling. Yes. Yes. I want to be rich. So, instead of kneeling down, just go and say, okay, how much? So, when we go for family occasion, before they ask you, the son-in-law, to go and help them arrange the chairs. I'll just ask, how many dozens do you need? All right, this is the money. I gave you the money for church. You go and arrange again. And I'm quite serious. I don't give. Do you understand? I know they do it. I don't give them money when I rent chair. And I rent canopy. I should come and hold the pole. Oh, yeah, hold it where? Hold it where? It's not like that. It's like this. Me, on top of God, punish Satan. You saw that thing. And then a prayer warrior came to propose to you. You now said, you must go on one knee. I said, I have bent my knee to the Lord of hosts. I will not bend it before a mortal man. I will not bend it before a mortal woman. Who are you? Oh, mountain. Before Zerubbabel. You shall become a plain. I should buy. He said, you have prayer life, money you don't get. You don't get steeds. You only prayer and Bible verse. I said, make you don't need that. What does that have to do with succeeding in marriage? Who told us? Who taught us? The scriptures didn't teach us.
You watch a few American movies and you imported it. Meanwhile, your own culture has no value to you. Go and sit down. You are not ready. If I have to kneel before you say yes, you are not ready. Yes, you are not ready. If you want to kneel, it's your knee low. You can be kneeling. Don't tell, it's not in the Bible. The same way wearing of wedding ring is not in... Don't provoke me. Don't provoke me. I will talk. If you provoke me. It is something we have come to accept. But please, it's not the Bible. Don't blame the innocent boy if he doesn't want to wear it. You can wear. Since you even you have been wearing before you got married. The pride of life, many times, will be there in your heart, hiding, waiting for the day that you will be able to manifest. You will now say, Pastor, your sermons are too long. I remember when I went to the United States, I visited Joel Austin's church. This is the pastor that was doing deliverance with you for years. Years. That you could not, when he prays, amen. Now, God has done it. You now went to Joel Austin's church. And Lord said, this is my Bible. It is the word of God. Hallelujah. There's a chicken that crossed the road. And when he crossed the road, he met another tortoise. Shout hallelujah. Say, Emmanuel. Let's share the grace. Say, wow, very short message, very blessed. Oh, hallelujah. Why is Vasbenga not preaching like this? I will not preach like that. It's because of you, I will not preach like that. Kilo de. I know Joel Austin. Oh, God. I want to say it, but those of you that. Mama, a guy they talk that say, no, put down for my. I feel chop. If I don't force me. If I go chop, I go chop. I say you need deliverance. But you know you will not admit. There are people who come to church early simply because God has not heard them. Said if I just want us to go for second service or third service. Third service is where Pastor Gwinga prophesies. And we need the power of God. That one just like 40 minutes, we just, you know. That's why in this church, I don't cancel visitors who don't attend the church service. I don't want to compound your problem because you'll be going around expecting people to give you preferential treatment. If you want to see me, join the service. Maybe after the service, you may not even need to see me again because God would have answered you. Don't make me God. I know my level. So I'm coming here from Ontario. I say, Ontario? Where is that? I will not behave like I do. I don't even know where. Where is Ontario? Somewhere in Canada. I actually moved to Canada. It doesn't mean anything. Canada is just a place. The people calling me from the far ends of the earth asking for prayers. Because they have problem, they are not concerned about the country I am, but they are concerned that when they call, I should pick. I say, make yourself of value so that it doesn't matter. Somebody said to me, say, Pastor, do you want to come to the U.S. this year? I say, if I have someone who can, say, I will write the letter. The person lives in her own house with her family. Say, I will write the letter. We'll come here. She now say, hey, this is my problem. I say, let me pray for you now. See, you want to write a letter for me? Let me pray for you now. Normally, I would tell her, go and fast for 3 days. But since you have offered to write a letter, why I'm here, you are here. Let's pray. As simple as these things might sound, I want you to see why God identified this thing called the world. Once you are able to bring down the influence of these three layers, these three components that make up the world. The lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and I hope you know that these are the three things on social media. Ah, they are not talking. We lift you up, behold him. We lift you up. Let me tell you what the Lord is doing right now. As we are worshiping, the Lord is breaking social media addiction. He's breaking it over somebody's life. So I want you to worship him in the next 2 minutes. And I want you to behold him in the beauty of holiness. Hallelujah. The Lord just told me, say, there's a release of the spirit of visions. There's a release. There's a spirit of visions that allows you to see what others cannot see. And there are two people here that this spirit, this dimension of the Holy Ghost has come for. Listen. There are things about your life that are on this level. Level 10. Very high. You are on level 5. You need an upgrade. Something that allows you to see at that level. If not, you will be praying the wrong prayers. You will be binding the wrong devils. And you will be having partial breakthroughs. You will not know why. You will think it's because there is something wrong with you. No, it is something wrong with your level of sight. Something wrong with your level of sight. As we worship God this morning, I want you to open up your heart to God. Because something is going to happen to your spirit. Listen to me. One of the things you will notice is that you will have visions in the morning. Then you will wake up. Then somewhere around, you have visions in the morning. Somewhere around 12. Just but I saw something this morning. You are not sleeping. No. You sat on your chair. You shut your eyes in the office. You opened it. You continued walking. Then that layer, but I saw something. You are not even sure if you saw it physically or spiritually because it was too clear. It was too clear. We are moving out of the level of vagueness, less clarity, into the realm of what? Clarity, where all things are clear. Do you want the Lord to do this for you? Rise on your feet this morning. We lift you up. You need to behold him for this one. We lift you up. We lift you up. We lift you up. We lift you up. Begin to pray the Holy Ghost. Rabba lekata yenda leka dolobo sotaya. Rabaleta totoporakata ya de lebadaya. Zametaka ya de legabarenda la gabadaya. Zokata ya de lebaron de katataya. Malega de barakata ya de lebaya. Zekete rebado ya kataya. The spirit of visions. Rabalekata ya kataya katapaye. Zakata yena. Zakata yena bia. Zakata yena. Rabale koto rabaya, rabele kando roboso taya, zakata yela baya, rabale kada dada, rabale kada ya, rabele kando rosetaya, ere balesa, arabale kada, ere bashanda le kada ya, azakata yeba, zakata yabale kada ya, rabale kada ya. Azeka baleka taye da kataya, reba kataya da baleka da ba. Azeka taya baleka da bala. Reba rakataye le ba ya, raba lege 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 le. Rosa kataya la ba ya, raba la ba raba raba zaka da. Raba ye garaba zeke tere bo. Ezota ye gada ya. I need a touch from the Holy Ghost. We lift you up. Yahweh, Yahweh. We lift you up. Yahweh, Yahweh. I want us to read one verse of scripture. Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 3. Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 3. Kandali kabaraka selebo sote. Rabali kadose fedia. The word prudent man there is also the word the righteous man. Look at this. It said the prudent man, what does he do? He foresees the evil. The evil here is a deliberate attack. It's a deliberate strategy of the enemy to bring him down. He said he foresees the evil. What does he do? He hides himself. You see, there are some challenges you don't need to engage. Just hide. Just take yourself out of the way. Some of you have stayed in the line of fire. That's why you are dealing with things you should not be dealing with. You saw your mother fighting with somebody on the in the next compound, and you joined her, and then now you have inherited the battle. Mama has died, but you are fighting. And you don't get prayer life. You have all the revelations that will not allow you fast. He said, the righteous man foreseeth evil and hide himself. The simple, they pass on. What happens to them? They are punished. The simple is not a bad man. That simple guy is just a regular guy. He's a normal Christian. He's the one that doesn't believe that Jesus is Lord. God is love. There's nothing like battle. There's nothing like spiritual warfare. Jesus is love. God is love. God is true. God is faithful. He will never let anything bad happen to me. Hey, really? Really? You better wake up and pray. The Bible says, look, let me tell you. And this is where the prayer point is. He said, this man, he foresees. You see, in the prophetic, there are two areas you must understand. There is the foreseeing and the foreseeing. The foreseeing is to know the mind of God right now. What is God saying right now? But to foresee means that even before it happens. Oh, come on now. To foresee means you have predicted that the way this thing is going, this is what is going to happen. You foresee that there is evil. Have you ever woken up and you just knew that you needed to fast and pray? That there was something you needed to take a stand on before it manifests and deal with it. If you don't have that grace, this is why we need to pray this prayer. Are you here now? Put up that scripture. He said, the prudent man, he foreseeth the evil and what? He hides himself. Now, the word hide himself doesn't mean he runs away. The scripture says, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the... Oh my God, are you here? Are you here? Are you here? Under the shadow of the Almighty, I will say of the Lord. He is my refuge. When you see that the righteous man, the prudent man, hides himself, he hides himself under the grace of God. In those days when I was growing up, apologies to those of you who don't understand Yoruba, you will see some of our old fathers of faith. They will want to preach or they want to pray in church. They begin to sing, Mosa wonurelo, Mosa wonurelo, Akpata, Aye raye, Mosa. That song means, I run into you. Huh? Am I getting it? Huh? I run into you, the rock of ages. You are the rock of ages. I run into you. The moment they sing that song, it's 3-4 times. You just hear the spirit of prophecy will just open up. When he says the righteous, the prudent man sees evil and hides himself, it means he hides himself in God. Not as though running away. You see, the simple man who believes that everything is not spiritual, everything is any smart is spiritual. If leaves shake, they say it's devil. If this one shake, they say, you are a child. Everything is spiritual. If everything is not spiritual, how did Donald Trump get there? Do you know how many people have run away from America? Because they lost vengeance. He's now the president. You see, wear red tie. You are not catching it that red means fire. The man has done in 1 week what some African president could not use 2 years to do just by signing. See people running away. All the evil forces running away out of America. Even Meta, Facebook came back to say, we are only two gender. We are male and female. So you are sitting here. All of them came for inauguration. Because they know that one signature, it can end your company. He's not playing. He's not following democracy. He's not following constitution. Before you kill me, I will kill you. I will sign your death warrant. We need the power to foresee. Now, you are going to pray this prayer for yourself. Listen, you need it. You want to marry somebody? Satan has put a mark on that person. The person may not live long. How do you know? You need the power to foresee. You need, if you pray, one of the things God must do for you is to reveal to you the impact of the prayer you are making. So that when you come out and say, I'm not going there again, it's because the Lord has shown you. Daniel said, he said, give me one night. Daniel had the power to foresee. You are going to pray for yourself. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus. You are not ready. Come on, say, Father, in the name of Jesus, let the heavens be open. Let the heavens be open. Release upon me the power to foresee, the power to foresee, the gift of foresight. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to pray. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Legata paraka sataya, zeketele bokotaya. I want you to pray like you are desperate. I want you to pray like you are desperate. I want you to pray like you are desperate. Rabalekata, zokataya leba, rabalendo zotaya. Rabalekada balesa, rabalekando robo sotaya da. Arabale barosetaya. Arabale borobo sotayala. Ale baraga delegazota. Pray, 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 pray. Rabale gande rebo sotaya. Azakate yamara. Zekatali mara, zopere keteli onda, zokatali mande, zakele bokotolia. The power to see, the power to know. Zekataye mala, rabale konde rekataya, zekatali mara siya, ale barokatolia. Power as of old, power as of old, power as of old. Zekataya baleda. Zekataye Malia, Zakataye, Robale Kataya, Rabale Gade, Rabale Gotolaboso Kataya, Rabale Gando Robosataya, Zakata Rabale Gada Barekata Bale Koto Zakata Gata. Come on, receive it. Come on, receive it. Come on, receive it. Kalepakataya. Karabakatalia. The power to foresee. Karabalekadaba. You reign forever. Your name is evergreen. You are the wisdom before time began. You reign forever. Your name is evergreen. You are the